Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Oliver Brewer, also known as Chip, from CEO of Adams Golf. And the company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is ADGF. And Adams Golf designs, assembles, markets, and distributes golf clubs for all skill levels. Thanks for joining us today, Chip.
Thanks, Juan. Glad to be here.
Great. Now, let's get right into it. Talk to us about some of the new irons that the company has launched for game improvement.
Well, we just announced two new product lines, the Idea A7 irons and hybrids, which started shipping in beginning of August, and then the Idea A7 and A7OS hybrid iron sets, which will be shipping later this year. They're truly exceptional products, some of the best we've ever come out with. Incorporate some patented technology where we can develop an iron set and integrate hybrids into it that should outperform any irons in the marketplace. So we're very excited about it, and the market reaction thus far has been very strong.
Great. So can you talk about some of your other, main products and, where we might be able to find them?
Sure. Well, we distribute through specialty retail. So we're sold at, Golfsmith, Golf Galaxy, Edwin Watts, PGA Tour Superstore, those types of channels. And that is probably a majority of our sales go through those channels. Also at the Greengrass Pro Shop, so your local golf course, if they stock clubs, we're often included there, and some of the high-end sporting goods channels, such as Dick's Sporting Goods. We do well at all of those channels. The product should be any widely available there. A couple other things that we do... obviously in the wood category, we've got the Speedline product line. The aerodynamic technology there was new this year. We received a lot of exposure recently when Tom Watson used his Speedline driver in the British Open, and at 59 years of age kept up with the younger players who were in their 20s and 30s and almost won the tournament. Tom... will attest to the technology.
Up with Tiger.
Yeah, he passed Tiger that particular event. Poor Tiger had a two-day affair there, but that's not usual. But it's also incredibly unusual, that a nearly 60-year-old man can compete at that level and drive at 300 yards. Tom tested these drivers, and his swing speed went up 3-4 miles an hour as soon as he tested it. And basically what it is a patented technology that shapes the head of the driver to reduce drag during the swing, much as a bicycle helmet would be designed or automobiles are designed to move through air more efficiently. These drivers are 460 cc's, so they're the max size available based on the rules of golf, and then engineered so that they cut through the air better, and with the same amount of energy or force in a swing, will swing faster. And that's allowing players like Tom Watson, as he demonstrated at the British Open, as well as players on the PGA Tour, and Jamie Sadlowski, who is the reigning world long drive champion, to gain a little bit of an advantage over their competitors. So whether you're a weekend warrior or competing on the golf's highest stage, the Speedline drivers can give you a little bit of advantage, and that's technology we developed here, patented, and just rolled out for the first time this year. It's been successful for us thus far, but it's also really early days. We still have a very small market share in the driver category and a lot of opportunity in front of us. Our market share in the drivers, I think, is up on a sell-through basis about 40% year-to-date. The best is hopefully still to come because it's truly exceptional technology and product. And the last thing on the product side, Juan, that you know is relevant is the individual hybrids. Adams Golf is a relatively small company. Our last year revenues were $90 million, but we are a clear leader in hybrid technology in the industry, and we're a clear leader whether you look at it from a tour perspective, and our hybrids are the most played hybrids on the PGA Tour, the Nationwide Tour, and the Champions Tour individually. And you know that what makes that particularly remarkable is that on the PGA Tour we don't have as many staff players as our competitors. Therefore, those players are choosing to play our hybrids even though they're being paid to play other people's product. Most of the tour contracts are for 10 to 13 clubs, so any tour player can only play one to three clubs that are not of the brand that they're being paid to play.
Sponsor, right.
And a majority of those players are choosing to put the Adams hybrid in their bag. It's that much better. We recently launched the Idea A7 hybrids, and they are clearly one of our best ever, and they're doing very well out there right now.
Well, yeah, that certainly speaks volumes. And so you spoke a little bit about the market share now. Maybe it's a hard question to gauge, but how many competitors would you say you have right now in this particular arena? And what makes your company what makes Adams Golf unique from other players in your sector?
You know, we probably have 10 to 15 reasonably sized competitors. Uh-huh. in the golf sector. And what makes Adams unique is our technology and brand positions. We're the leader in hybrid iron sets in the market. And that sets where we've incorporated hybrids into the set. And that's by far and away, we call it the future of iron sets because it's a better way to design an iron set. Most players cannot hit a 3 or 4 iron consistently. Hybrids are a better option for that, and we have a patented approach for how to integrate the hybrid best into the set. And as a result, we've moved from a non-player in the iron category to a number 3 player in the total category, and a overwhelming leader in the hybrid iron category. And we think that hybrid iron sets are going to eventually become a majority of the iron set category because, again, they outperform conventional irons for, I would say 90% of the world's golfers. So that makes us unique. Our leadership position in the individual hybrids makes us unique. And then the aerodynamic technology that we have the patents pending for and the drivers make us unique. What else is great about Adams from an investor perspective is that we're a relatively small company. You know, at $70 million in revenues, competing against billion-dollar companies, it's a dual-edged sword. On the one side, clearly we're, David against Goliath. So we've got our hands full, making sure that we can compete successfully. But from an investor perspective, if you believe in our technology platforms, if you believe in the aerodynamic technology, if you believe in hybrid iron sets as the future, there's tremendous upside because there's so much growth potential.
Certainly, a very good answer. And talk about some of the other market trends right now. And how well positioned the company is to capitalize on some of the emerging trends coming up in the market.
Well, this has been an incredibly difficult period of time for the golf business over the last, 3 calendar quarters. As the economy cratered, consumer discretionary has had the effect that. Most people would have predicted, but everybody only predicts in hindsight, unfortunately. Like jewelry, like autos, et cetera, the golf markets have declined, markedly, and the margins have been compressed, and all kinds of difficult scenarios. Now, what's happening now, though, is we're starting to stabilize. Companies, all the companies that I'm aware of, have had to do, you know, major cost-cutting efforts. We certainly have. And, you know, we've now got our costs strongly in line to the point where we think we've got a great opportunity going forward. We're launching products into some categories that, you know, have some great long-term potential, hybrid iron sets being first and foremost of that. And, you know, as a result, it could be a great time for an investor to get back into the golf industry, because if we're correct and the economy is stabilizing right now, now might be the right opportunity to get back in and benefit from the more rational markets that should be ahead.
Certainly, and we will get a chance to, you know, to address the investor audience. Before we do, perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Chip, as well as that of some of the key management team over at Adams Golf.
Sure. My background is I grew up around the game of golf, played competitively as a youth, played in college, but then had no real focus or desire to get into the golf industry. After college, went in the paper and packaging business, actually, of all things, in the sales role. Went back to business school, got a MBA from Harvard. Then got into a production role within the paper industry. Then I went overseas doing merger acquisition work in Asia. I lived in Hong Kong for 3 years, came back as a VP of marketing for a division of a company in the paper industry, and then joined Adams in 1998, fall of 1998, as VP of sales and marketing. The company had just gone public. The concept, did not know Barney. Barney was the founder of Adams Golf, but Barney and I had some mutual friends, and he was looking for somebody to come in to run sales and marketing with the potential to run Adams if things went well. Well, as things, you know, serendipity usually works, things didn't really go well. The company struggled for a few years there. But it was a tremendous learning experience, and in 2002, I eventually did have the opportunity to become CEO, and over the last several years, we've been fortunate to have a fair amount of success and grow the business and increase the brand position. And last 3 months or so have been a little bit more challenging, but we think we've got it headed in the right direction again.
So moving forward, what goals has the management team set for? What does the management team hope to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, we think that, you know, this is going to be a recovery and rebuilding year for the industry, and clearly Adams should outperform the industry during this period of time. You know, we expect to continue to grow market share domestically in irons. We expect to continue to pick up market share in woods. And then we also have tremendous opportunity on the international front, because our international business is only about 15 to 20% of our total business, whereas for our larger competitors, it's in the 50% of their business range. And our brand now is strong enough, and our market positions are strong enough, and our resources are strong enough where we should be able to start to grow that international portion of our business aggressively. So we're really spending a lot of time and energy on that, and developing the right partners and strategies for that international market. And I'm hopeful we'll see some nice progress on that front over the next year as well. One thing I was remiss when you asked me about the management team. I didn't give you the backgrounds of a couple of the key management individuals here. And
oh, please, yeah, don't leave anybody out.
I'd like to go back and do that.
Yeah, please do.
One of the fellows that has been key to our success and will be going forward is Tim Reed. Tim runs our R&D group. Is clearly one of the most accomplished design engineering managers in the industry. He's been in the industry for his entire career, ran R&D at Tommy Armor for many years, ran the R&D at Odyssey when that putter company came up and running, and joined our company in around year 2000, and has been instrumental in developing our R&D organization to the point where our product can give us a comparative advantage. And he's made some great hires, as you'd expect underneath him. Michael Verska, who runs our iron development team, and was previously at Wilson Golf, and has been instrumental on all of the IDEA product lines, which have moved us from being a non-factor in the iron category to one of the major players. And most recently, a fellow named Scott Burnett, who runs Metalwoods for us, and is probably one of the most accomplished metalwood design engineers in the industry. He ran Metalwoods at TaylorMade, then ran all of golf club engineering at Titleist, and came to us about a year and a half ago. And if you look at our product, you've seen a step change in that over the last 2 years, thanks to Scott and his team's influence.
Well, certainly sounds like a very well-rounded team.
Yeah, very, very pleased with that. It's you know, obviously numerous other players that I probably could and should go through, but the team has been here a while. They enjoy what they're doing, passionate about it, highly competitive, and I've got a lot of confidence in them.
Good. And in terms of the company's growth, will you continue to grow organically? Would the company consider any M&A activities? And if so, what sort of criteria do you look for in companies that you're looking to acquire?
We look at both organic and growth through acquisition. We've looked at numerous here to date. We've done one acquisition. We bought a competitive brand called Square 2. It was termed Women's Golf Unlimited. There were two brands in their portfolio, Square 2 and Lady Fairway. It's been a profitable addition to our business, and we will continue to look for other potential roll-up acquisitions that either bring technology or a complementary brand position that we can assimilate with some cost-saving synergies. One joint venture we did along that front is with a golf bag manufacturer, and a lady who's a designer of golf bags and also does consulting on their clubs in the future, potentially some other areas, which is Kerry Golf, and the woman's name is Kerry Merschel. But we are now distributing all of her product and also incorporating some of her designs into our new launches. So that's a good example of a joint venture approach as opposed to an acquisition. But we've done both, and we'll continue to look at those that make sense from a financial basis, and generally will be perceived as a roll-up that we could tuck into the existing business.
Makes sense. And in terms of investors, Chip, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
You know, I think we're probably one of those that flies under the radar screen often. As a, our trading volume is relatively low, and we don't have the publicity of some other companies. But it's probably also one of those rare gems that when folks do find us might create more opportunity.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Chip Brewer, CEO of Adams Golf. The company, Oliver Brewer, the company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is ADGF. And it's currently trading at $250 a share. And before we conclude, Chip, what are some of the key reasons why Adams Golf represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, the key reason is that you know, we've got such good growth prospects. Hybrid iron sets, you know, in order to invest in Adams Golf, you've got to believe that hybrid iron sets make sense and that that category has a promising future, because we're the clear and undisputed leader in that category, and I believe the category is going to continue to grow. And then on top of that, the you know, the aerodynamic technology platform and the drivers and the leadership position in the hybrid. So we are poised to grow internationally and to take share domestically, and that's basically the investment thesis.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth, as well as reporting on your continued progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Glad to do it. Thanks for the opportunity.